Okay, children, we'll go to the fourth stanza here. The fourth stanza is, I do me best to cheer him up, poor soul. I juggle with eggs, I turn cartwheels, I tell jokes, I do me latest card trick. I even have a borrow of his red nose. What can you see? Can you see that there is a difference of language here. I do me best. Can you say like that? I do my best. We normally say I do my best to cheer him up. But here it says, I do me best to cheer him up, poor soul. Now, as I told you earlier, children, these words are told by the clown's wife. Now, when we see something like this, when we see that the wife is using these type of words, what can we understand about the wife? We can say there is a technique here. This is a type of the figurative language or the technique. We can say it is the colloquial language. She has used colloquial language here. What do you mean by colloquial language? Colloquial language means where the commoner, we can say the lower people, the uneducated, the ignorant people, they use the slang language. Where the ordinary and common people, because as we know, they are not educated. So they use a colloquial language. So this is a colloquial language that they have used here. So, when they have used something like this, we can understand the clown's wife is not that educated. I do me best to cheer him up, poor soul. Why is she saying poor soul? He was a king. I mean, he's a king on stage. Now she is telling a poor soul. Again, we find irony here. Irony. Why is irony? Why they have used irony? Because earlier they consider him as a king. She considers the husband as a king. And now she says, it's a poor soul. My husband is a poor soul. I do me best to cheer him. Now she is trying to cheer the husband. Now what can you understand here about the wife? Look at the sentence. I do me best to cheer him up. Poor soul. Here, one thing, though she is uneducated, she is a very supportive, loving wife. We can see, because she sees the husband when the husband comes through that door, that he is not happy. So what she does is, she tries to cheer the husband. We'll see how is she doing. So as I feel that she loves the husband so much and she wants to make him laugh, what is she doing? I juggle with eggs. I turn cartwheels. I tell jokes. I do me latest card trick. I even have a borrow of his red nose. What is she doing? Now again she acts as a clown. She has become a clown. Now, here she says, I juggle with eggs. Now, you have seen how they juggle with eggs, like balls, how they juggle, like that. And she, I turn cartwheels, turning cartwheels. I tell jokes. Again, there is colloquial language here. Instead of I do my best, they have used, I do me latest card tricks. So she also knows maybe the husband had taught her how to do card tricks. So she is also doing card tricks. I even have a borrow of his red nose. I even have borrowed his red nose. Wearing his red nose. Now you have to have a visual image here. Now earlier you saw the husband wearing a funny hat, funny nose, funny clothes, like that. Now here you have to visualize that the wife, a woman wearing these funny clothes, and she is trying to, I mean, make the husband happy. What can you see here? So we can see the strong love and sympathy towards the husband, but she ends up in failure. So here, there is another thing, children, which I want to tell you. Now, she is trying to do tricks on a real clown. The wife is not a real clown, but the husband is a real clown. So in the society, we have seen real people are there, but other people, they act as the real person, where the real person does not gain anything out of it. So the real clown does not get any satisfaction by looking at the clown's wife, because he knows what is it about. Why isn't he getting happiness by looking at the wife? There should be a reason. I will ask you that later. Now we'll go to the other one, fifth stanza. But he doesn't say exactly how he feels. Doesn't say what's bothering him inside. Just sit there saying almost himself. Now here, it says, again we say, he is there, him is there, himself is there. Lot of pronouns are used here to show the real identity of the clown. But he doesn't. Now here, but he doesn't, because the wife is trying to do lot of things on him. She's doing lot of tricks on him, but he doesn't say exactly how he feels, but he never opens his mouth and he does not smile or he does not laugh. He does not do anything. Doesn't say what's bothering him inside. Actually, a husband should be able to tell what is the problems that he is suffering of. But here he does not tell what is bothering inside him. Just sit there, saying almost himself. Now I have a question for you again, children. Now, what can you think here? Why this husband does not tell his issue to the wife? I will give you few seconds to think of it. Why is he not telling these things to the wife? As I told you earlier, you can come with different type of answers, but it should be according to this, you have to prove this from this quotation. You have to get these quotations from the poem itself. One thing, as I told you earlier, children, we see that this lady is not that educated. Maybe this husband feels, because she is not educated, that he does not want to tell anything to the wife, because he will not get a proper answer from the wife, because he knows the wife is not educated. That is one thing. The second one can be, right? You have to support the answers by taking quotations from the poem itself. Second one, what I feel is, some husbands are there where they take care of their wives as they take care of a flower or a baby. Some husbands are very concerned about their wives. They think that the wife is a small child, or the wife is like a flower, that she cannot bear anything. She is so innocent that the burden should not be given to the wife. Maybe he is a caring husband, loves the wife so much, right? Maybe that is one of the reasons. Or maybe thirdly, we can talk about that there are some husbands who are like owls, like the Bakamuna. Bakamuna's language, they never talk to the wives. Even though they have a problem, even if they are happy, if they have a happy news, they never utter a word. After coming home, they never talk to their wives. They just sit like Bakamunas and they just sit and wait without, I mean, uttering a single word to the wife, even though they are happy or sad, the wife does not know about it. So I have told three things. So you have to find out what is the real one, and you have to find what is the appropriate out of the three, right? And last, again, it ends as a couplet. Now, beginning also we found a couplet. Secondly, also we find a couplet. It says, "Oh life, our life, what would I do without this clown of wife?" Again, ends with a rhetorical question. As I told you earlier, children, oh life, our life, when it is like that. Again, there is a paradoxical situation here. Not happy. The clown should be happy about his life. But here he ends as, "Oh life, our life, oh life, our life." So we can see there is a deep feeling. He is not happy. But he says, "What would I do without this clown of wife?" That means he talks to himself and says, "Without this wife, what could I do?" That means he needs the wife. There is some concern about the wife. He wants the wife, but he has a problem. He cannot tell. He cannot express the things. He is totally dependent on the wife, I feel like that. Without the support of the wife, he won't be able to do anything. So he feels that the wife is supporting. Maybe he likes the way that the wife behaving, right? Like a small child juggle with eggs and turning cartwheels, telling jokes, playing with cards. Maybe he likes it. So that's why he says, "What would I do without? I can't do without my wife." That means he loves the wife, but inside he's burning with some issues. He does not want to tell it to the wife. There is a problem. I mean, there is an issue there. So maybe, as I told you earlier, I gave you three reasons. One of the reasons must be there. So far we did not see whether they have children or not. Maybe he is thinking of children. Maybe he does not like to talk to the wife about it, thinking that she will get hurt. Or maybe he has financial problems. Now, children, now, as I told you earlier, now, when we go to this distance, I do my best to cheer him up, poor soul. I juggle with eggs, I turn cartwheels, I tell jokes, I do me latest card trick. I even have a borrow of his red nose. In this stanza, why this clown is not that happy? Maybe he is on stage doing these things without happiness. Maybe he, though people consider him as a king, maybe that is also a time, though he makes the other people laugh, inside he must be suffering with some issues. So when he walks home, he removes everything. Even now, it's like this. Even you have a bad face, you have a problem, when you wear this makeup and all, with the red nose, with those funny clothes, you're almost like a funny person. Even though you cry, you feel that you're like a funny person. People does not understand the problems that you have inside. They can't see, because they see you as you're wearing all these clothes and all, in a funny way. So they think you're very happy. To see the real factor, you're not happy. Maybe when he comes home, he removes everything. He is a normal person. That is his personal life. In his personal life, he is not happy. Maybe when he performs his duty as a clown also, maybe he is not happy. But wearing those clothes and wearing the, wearing makeup, wearing makeup with that red nose, though he was unhappy, you can't see that because of this makeup and the clothes. So maybe he was suffering. So children, that is the end of the poem. So as I told you earlier, the poem starts with a couplet and a rhetorical question by the wife, and the Poem ends also with a couplet and a rhetorical question. It is said by the poet here. Okay, so children, now we will talk about the techniques, or we can say figurative language, or we can say the techniques, figurative language, like that. So we can say it is a first person narration, it is from the wife point of view, and it's a couplet. Starts with a couplet, ends with a couplet, and there is a rhetorical question, there are metaphors, there is a symbol, king on the throne, having authority and power on stage. Why it is a symbol? Because a king, he has authority and power. Where is he having the power? On stage. So, he in his profession, he is an important person. So, there are a lot of metaphors, visual imagery is there. And we find anaphora. What is anaphora? At the beginning of each stanza, you find in the fourth stanza, I. So, you find there, anaphora is there. Anaphora is there. Right? So, we can see there are pronouns and there are demonstrative pronouns. Alliteration is there. Assonance is there. And as I told you earlier, there are colloquial language. Colloquial language in the sense where the commoner use. And there are exclamation marks like O, R. What does it imply? It implies deep feeling, showing that you're in confusion. And there is irony, as I told you earlier. And there is soliloquy also. Like what? Both are using. Speaks to yourself when he is alone about thoughts and feelings. Our life, old life, right? So soliloquy is there. Both. The wife also talks, husband also talks. So there is soliloquy. Our life, old life. What would I do with this clown of a wife? So that is soliloquy. And we can say the final couplet is the climax of the poem. The poem, these two lines are spoken by the husband. So we can say it is the climax of the poem. Okay, and we can see there are paradox, the dual role of the clown in public as a king, and at home he is a poor soul, and the behavior of the clown and the behavior of the wife as a clown, a paradoxical situation, and paradoxically our life, all life, that means upside down, good and bad of life. So we can see a conflict is there in the climax. The last two lines, it's a conflict. It shows how matters, the life becomes, it's a complex like that. Irony, you find a lot of irony. Wife tries to act as a clown to a real clown, where the real clown is the husband, and the wife tries to act as a real one, but it does not work. Anyway, children, in this poem, even though the wife tries to act as a clown, it doesn't help the husband. She at the end it becomes a failure because she cannot help the husband. So the here the irony, we can say the clown suffers, the king is a clown, and life is a burden to this clown. But for the wife, she seems to be very relaxed and all. So that is so we have a lot of irony here. Paradoxical situations are here likewise. So children, I think we need to go to the quickly we need to move to the themes here. I think the most prominent theme here is appearance and reality, right? Appearance versus reality. What is the meaning of appearance and reality? Appearance and reality means appearance means the way we see as him as a king on stage, reality is the way how he suffers at home. So we have to see appearance and reality of a person in life. We have to, even as teachers, we act in a different way in schools, and at home we are totally different, right? And the second one can be dual personality in a person. Dual in a, actually, when a person is working in the society, we have lot of what you call personalities. So he has to play a dual role. One is as a clown, the other one as a husband. Next one, the contrast between public life and private life. Public life means as a professional, and private life at home. How it contrasts. So you need to write about these things in your paper. These are the themes that you will get in your second paper. Next one, the reality of the human society. This is the real human society. All the people in the society at last suffers. Some they work, they are not happy even though they work. So when they come home also they are not happy. Maybe that. So, and next one is poverty leads for dissatisfaction in life. Maybe this person is very poor. He has a lot of problems. Maybe he is in debt. So he cannot tell these things to the wife. He is suffering all alone. Next one, real life and professional life clashes. Clashes kyanne gatumak kathi veno me deka athare. That is the dual personality in a person. Then the struggle of life in the modern society. The other theme. What do you mean? Modern society, the struggle. What is a struggle? The struggle means how you, try to work. In the modern society. Modern society runs behind money and prestige and so on. So you have to struggle. Next one, lack of mutual understanding of a couple. As a couple, the husband, the wife does not know how to tackle the husband in a different way. Here the husband does not want to tell his problems to the wife. So there is no mutual understanding. Ekineka athara avabodhayan nathikama. Next one, the people seems to be happy in the society and make others happy. But they are not happy in their private lives. So even we as teachers, we make the children happy in schools and our friends, other teachers in the school. But when we come home, we are not that happy. Next one, the gap between a performer and a human. Performer means you are doing your job. It is different. There is a gap between a human. Human means we have lot of weaknesses. But when we are, take an example, now when we are working as teachers, we cannot have our weak points when we are teaching with the in the school. We have to have different, we have to perform our duties very well. But at home, there can be, we have our freedom to be as humans. Next one, different between public face and private face. Yeah, we wear faces. We wear faces in the sense, society, we wear faces. We try to pretend as we are happy, but we are not that happy. So, likewise, it shows that in life, we pretend to show that we are happy as the this clown. He on stage, he acts as a king, showing that he is happy. But when he comes home, he is not that happy. Right? So children, likewise, so I have given you a thorough idea about the clown's wife, as it comes under life. When we talk about life, we have to think in a vast way. We have to talk about the life experiences and the things that we like. So this is this poems comes under the theme life, the clown's wife. So I have talked about the poet, I have talked about the poem, then I have talked about the techniques, and I have talked about the themes. This is the end of my lesson for today, and I'm hoping to see you with another poem very soon. Thank you very much, children. See you. Bye.